New Orleans, an international city with a history, culture, and cuisine that draws millions of visitors annually from all over the world.
It's also home to 2019's Pride 48 Expo!
Pride 48 is pleased to announce the event for 2019 in New Orleans, Louisiana. Come join our family of podcasters and listeners Friday, August 16th through Sunday, August 18th. Join in all the fun and fellowship. It's not too late to book your excursion. Find more information at pride48.com.
It's checkerboard time.
Hello, my friends, how are you all? It's checkerboard time again. Urena's on the air. So come on, good friends everywhere, and listen in as we begin a feast of fun and song. Just see the difference Urena makes and beat it right along.
Hello, geekies. I'm Adam Burns, and this is Geeky Gay. For real.
Today is Tuesday, July 30th, 2019, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. So that intro that you heard was Fatty's, his take on what my new intro should be. And I told him, I was like, Fatty, I didn't want new music. I just wanted, like, a new script to read. But anyway, this is the Personal Journal podcast of me. And you listen to it 5 days a week, or some of you binge it, some of you purge it, and yeah, that's the way it is. So let's get started. So I wanted to start, so I recorded But First last night, and I wanted to get started by, so on But First, Alex Lefebvre was there, and I had mentioned on yesterday's show, I believe it was, that, you know, about the show and how I was a little bit tipsy. And on But First, I said, hey, Alex, I don't know if you're caught up with the little Geeky Gay show or not, but I want to get your opinion on something. So you need to, you know, listen. And he said, oh, I'm binging it, you know, and that's, I think that's code for, I haven't gotten around to listening yet, but I'll get around to it whenever I can. But anyway, so then I got an email from him this morning. He must have felt guilty. It must have been like, oh, I got called out. I'm not listening. I've got to go and listen. And I don't know how many episodes he had backed up, but he says, anyway, I got an email from him and he says, hi, Adam. Of course I listen to Geeky Gay. I'm sure he said it with like that New York Alex Lefebvre, you know, Broadway pianist accent that he has. However, I can only read it with my Southern trumpet player accent. So there you go. He says, I've never played a Broadway show having had anything to drink. It can be kind of a drag if you go out for Sunday brunch or have dinner out with friends before a show, but I wouldn't risk it, especially because as a sub, you are representing someone else. So it would be a poor reflection not only on my work, but also on the person that gave me the gig and trusted me to cover their book for the performance. However, all that being said, I will not disappoint as I do have a story for you. When I was in my early 20s, I spent a summer in Alaska working for a dinner theater in right at the entrance to Denali National Park. I agreed to play for a friend's cabaret on one of my nights off, and when the night came, I completely forgot about it. So I was many drinks in at the bar when my phone would not stop ringing. I listened finally to one of my many voicemails with, where are you? And realized, oh shit, the cabaret. Well, I showed up drunk as a four-eyed skunk, My friend had to lead me to the piano bench. Miraculously, none of the performers were aware, and I was able to play well enough to surprise them after the show when I wasn't able to speak without slurring or walking in a straight line. But I do remember, as you said, that it took an awful lot of concentration. I wouldn't recommend it to any of your listeners. See you Monday for Butt First, Alex. So first of all, Alex, thank you for catching up on my show after I guilt tripped you. But I do want to say, first of all, I wasn't drunk. I had two drinks and I was slightly, there was a small buzz. It wasn't even, in fact, I had the drinks probably an hour before the show began. And I only had a slight buzz. There was no slurring. I could walk a straight line. I could do all. I would never get drunk and then play a show. I will, however, say this is a community theater, so it's not like the level of Broadway, not anywhere near, you know? And I don't think they would notice, really, to be honest. But and I played fine, but I did. I just noticed that I really had to concentrate. That first half of the show, I mean, the buzz was wearing off, you know, as I went, but especially the first, I don't know, five numbers, I really had to concentrate. I also got a tweet on, but thank you for the email, Alex. You should email more often because I always need content. And yeah, just like Fatty, I mean, when you do a show 5 days a week, it's hard to, you know, it's hard to have content. But I also want to say, Auntie Vera tweeted me after yesterday's show and asked what an accidental is. And it's hard for me to describe. Sometimes I know what things are, but it's very hard for me to describe what they are. And, you know, some people might say, well, then you don't really know what it is. Trust me when I say I know what an accidental is, but it's a little bit difficult to expound upon if you're not familiar with the musical lingo. And I, actually, Auntie Vera, I don't know if you're. So I tweeted back a link to a Wikipedia article. And I'm like, here's the definition. So when a piece of music has a key what's called a key signature, and the key signature is the scale, or it's like, it's, how do I describe this? It's the scale. Like you have, in music, you have scales, you have different keys. Like in the key of C, there are no sharps and flats. It's all naturals. In the key of D, you have two sharps. You have F sharp and C sharp. So you have various scales. So you have a C scale, a D scale, you have a C sharp scale, you have a C sharp minor scale, you have a diminished, you know, you have all these scales. And it's just the various, and it's called a key signature, and that can change throughout the piece of music. But that's denoted by, you'll have the little flat and sharp signs next to the notes in the staff, and it can change many times during the course of a piece of music, but occasionally you'll have notes in a measure that are not in that scale. So like, let's say you were in the key of D and you had F sharp and C sharp, but there was, for some reason, the composer wanted a C natural in that particular measure. So not only do you have to remember what scale you're playing for that particular section of the music, so I have to remember I'm in the key of D, and so you don't get any, there's nothing to tell you, you have an F sharp and a C sharp, you just know you're in the key of D, but sometimes you'll happen along a note in the measure, or, you know, as you're playing along, and if it's out of the key signature that you're in, they'll put what's called an accidental. So they'll put the actual sharp or flat or natural sign by that note to let you know, okay, this note is out of the ordinary. And if you have a really fast section of music that has a lot of accidentals, it makes it harder to play because you get your brain in that, here's the key I'm in. And so you're just, and part of your training when you're learning to play an instrument is learning all of your scales so that when you see the key signature and it's the key of D, you automatically know you're going to have F sharp and C sharp. And so when you're playing along in a really fast piece, you're not even thinking about it. You just, your fingers are going to whatever notes are in that scale because your brain just switches over and goes, oh, I'm in the key of D, and then, you know, whatever. The accidentals are out of the ordinary notes, such as a C natural when you're in the key of D. So there you go. That is and you know, it's going to make me sound ignorant, but I hope I didn't explain all that, based on trumpet. And, you know, it's wrong for any other instrument, but that's what I believe. Anyway, the article, you could certainly look yourself, because I feel like I just made myself sound like a total ignoramus. But there's an article on Wikipedia. If you look back on my Twitter, it says, in music, an accidental is a note of a pitch or pitch class that is not a member of the scale or mode indicated by the most recently applied key signature. So I don't know if that was any more clear than what I just said. But, all right, well, I've taken up the whole episode just talking about key signatures and playing drunk, so there you go. The only other thing that's going on in my life since yesterday, I did have a whole bunch of boxes. I mean, a bunch of boxes come in for supplies that I've ordered for Pride 48 New Orleans. So when I'm done recording, I'm going to go downstairs and open Amazon boxes. Maybe I'll attach a picture of the boxes to this episode. We'll see. All right, well, we're going to end it here. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me just like Alex Lefebvre did at adamburns.uk@gmail.com. And you can find many, many more LGBT and LGBTQ-friendly podcasts over at pride48.com. Don't forget about New Orleans coming up August 16th through the 18th. Also, Wednesday is your last day to sign up for excursions at pride48.com. I'll see you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.